Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is from 1 Chronicles Chapter 5. Yes, we have started a new book in the series. And let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this one wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. And I thank you for the gift of provision, Father, where we have gone wrong, where we offended you in our thoughts, in our actions. We pray that may you forgive us, fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father, that you may bless us in everything that we do. Send in your holy angels to come and guide us. Always show us the righteous path, O Lord. Father, may you always be with us. Bless the work of our hands, all those who are sick, all those who are in distress, all those who are in pain, Father. May you heal them and give them hope, Father, knowing that you will heal them one time and you will put them where you want them to be. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Reuben. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was a firstborn, but when he defiled his father's marriage bed, his rights as firstborn were given to the sons of Joseph as son of Israel. So he could not be listed in the genealogical order record in accordance with his birthright. And though Judah was the strongest of his brothers and a ruler came from him, the rights of the firstborn belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, Palum, Hezron, and Carmi, the descendants of Joel, Shemiah the son, Gog his son, Shemiah his son, Micah his son, Rehiah his son, Baal his son, and Bera his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, took into exile. Bera was a leader of the Reubenites. The relatives by clan listed according to the genealogical records: Joel the chief, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Ahaz, the son of Shema, and the son of Joel. They settled in an area from Aroi to Nebo and to Baal-meon. To the east, they occupied the land up to the edge of the desert that extends in the Euphrates River, because their livestock had increased in Gilead. During Saul's reign, they waged war against the Hagrites, who were defeated at their hands. They occupied the dwellings of the Lord, the dwellings of Hagrites, throughout the entire region east of Gilead. Gad. The Gadites lived next to them in Bashan as far as Saleka. Joel was the chief, Shaphram was the second, and Jenya and Shephat in Bashan. Their relatives by family were Michael, Meshillam, Sheba, Joria, Jekan, Zia, and Eva, seven in all. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Huri, the son of Jaroha, the son of Gilad, the son of Michael, the son of Jesusia, the son of Jodho, the son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdil, the son of Guni, was the head of their family. The Gadites lived in Gilad, in Bashan and its outlying villages, and in the pasture lands of Sharon, as far as they extended. All these were entered in the genealogical records during the reigns of Jotham, king of Judah, and Jeroboam, king of Israel. The Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 men ready for military service, able-bodied men who could handle a shield and sword, who could use a bow and arrow, who were both trained for battle. They waged war against the Hegrites, Jetu, Nephthys, and Nodab. They were helped in the fighting. They were helped in fighting them, and they delivered the Hegrites and all the allies into their hands. Because they carried out to him during the battle, he answered their prayers because they trusted in him. They seized the livestock of the Hegrites, 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys. They also took 100,000 captives, and many others fell as slain, because the battle was the Lord's, and they occupied the land until exile. The people of the half-tribe of Manasseh were numerous and settled in the land from Bashan to Baal Hamon, that is Seni, Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their families: Ifa, Ishi, Eliel, Aziel, Jeremiah, Hodeviah, and Jeldiah. They were brave warriors, famous men, and heads of their family. But they were unfaithful to the Lord, their God of the ancestors, and prostrated themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is Tiglath Tilsa, king of Assyria, who took the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into exile and took them to Hara, and the river of Gozan, where they are to this day. I know. Amen. This is where our wonder chapter ends. And when I was reading this, just two things, two messages picked up for me. Two, why? I said, oh, no. But there were two, and let's get straight to it. The first one comes from verse 20. They were helped in fighting them, and the Lord delivered the Hegrites and all the other allies into their hands because they cried out to him during battle. He answered their prayers because they trusted him. Wow. So many things in just one verse. Amen. These people cried to the Lord in their battle. Amen. And the Lord answered them. Amen. Why? Because they trusted him. This just shows us that whatever battle, whatever, I don't know. It's you who knows the demons you're fighting with. It's you who personally knows what's at stake. Amen. But the Bible is calling on us today as Christians, that no matter what we are going through, that no matter what battle we are fighting, we need to call on to the Lord. Amen. We need to call on to the Lord. When we call on to the Lord, he will respond. He will be there for us. He listens to our prayer. There's nothing that is too much for him. There's nothing that he cannot not do. Amen. Why? Because he is the Lord. He is the Lord. He created the heavens and the earth. So if you are ever, faced with a battle, let it be spiritual, let it be financial, let it be academic, let it be mental, take it to the Lord. Dress up and take it to the Lord. And if you want the Lord to answer your prayers, trust him. Today we saw a clear example. The Lord listened to them because they trusted in him. Do you trust the Lord, or you are just there questioning him? Amen. You want the Lord to help you in a battle, but you are there just questioning him. Do you trust the Lord wholeheartedly? Amen. Because what's the use of taking a battle to the Lord if you are not so sure? Amen. If you are doubting him. And once you take a battle to the Lord, you don't rush him. When the time is right, he will give you victory. He will give you victory. You just have to be patient, and until very many times, trust the process. Amen. It's not easy. That's a fact of the matter. It's not easy. Sometimes they're just going through too much, and we are all human beings. No, we all have breaking points. But the Lord is saying, no. Just trust me. Just trust me a little bit. And when you trust me, I am going to shock you. I am going to blow your mind. And the last message that I really saw from this came from verse 22. And many others fell slain because the battle was good, and they occupied the land until the exile. Amen. The battle is the Lord's battle. Amen. The battle is for the Lord. Sometimes we are trying to fight the Lord's battle by ourselves. Amen. That's a funny thing. We take our battles to the Lord, and when they become the Lord's battle, we try to start fighting. We waste our energy fighting battles that are not meant for us. Amen. As the Lord is telling us today, that everyone will fall asleep. Everyone in that battle will bow down. Why? Because we serve a God of victors. We serve a God of victory. He has never lost, and he won't start losing with you. How should get some time? Read 1 Chronicles chapter 5. What message do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailychriswithhannah@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of this wonderful wonder chapter. Father, we pray that may you give us a few words to pick and let us put into practice, Father. Today, you have told us to take all our battles unto you, Father, and you have laid them before you. You're going to leave them there for you, Father. Don't let us waste our effort trying to fight battles at you, as Father, because we know without you, we cannot win any. You're a God of victories, and we know we shan't start failing with us. We pull this believing and trusting in your mighty name, in that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.